Stan, you could actually probably have won that match in straight sets. But how hard was it to find yourself 2-1 down after playing so well? And how pleased are you with the mental strength that you showed to come back from that and win the match?
For sure, it wasn't easy to be 2-1 down. But when you play a player like Andy Murray, you know that you can dominate the games. But he's still going to be there. He's still going to do incredible defense, play the right tennis in the right moment. That's why he's number one in the world. So when you enter in a Grand Slam against him, you have to accept that. You need to keep trying to focus on what you do. I was trying to focus on my game. I had some good chance in the first set, in the third set also, but that's what I took positively. Even if I was 2-1 down, I knew I had some chance to keep pushing him, and that's what I did. And I'm really happy to find a way how to win the match.
Stan, which component of your game were you most satisfied with today? And do you see still some room for improvement so that you can show your best tennis on Sunday?
I think it was a mentally a tough battle today, especially in five sets against Andy. It was a little bit windy, so not easy to always play your best tennis. But I'm happy with what I did on the court, the way I was fighting, even if I was down, the way I was trying to keep my line, trying to keep being aggressive, keep going, even if I lost a lot of points by some incredible defense from him. But what's happening when you play against him. You have to accept it. You just need to keep fighting and keep going for it.
Stan, congratulations for such a match. You mix aggression with the ball with incredible drop shots, also Andy, but some points you went to the net, came back, amazing match. No? Magic great moment sometimes, yes.
That was an amazing match. I felt on the court. I enjoyed to play this match. For sure, when you win, it's better after. But we had some crazy run, we had some good rally, we had some good level of tennis, and to play a semi-final here, French Open, with against Andy, number one in the world, that's something really special. So for sure, I enjoy it.
Stan, did he surprise you at all with some of the shots that he got back, or you know, with the lobs or the shots off your smashes, or do you just expect him to get everything?
You expect him to get a lot of balls, for sure. I wasn't always happy with that, but he's number one in the world, you know. You know what his game is, you know how well he can play, and you need to accept it. You need to, as I say, keep pushing yourself to try to play even better, but you need to accept that sometimes he makes the point even if you had an easy smash.
Stan, you got great support from the crowd today who were really cheering you on. Did you get a sense of that when you were on the court? And if so, what impact did that have on your tennis?
Yeah, it was great support. It was a big atmosphere today. I really enjoyed it. I loved it. As I said, since the beginning of the tournament, since I won here, it's something completely different with the crowd, with the people here. They support me a lot. All the tournament was like that, so I really enjoy it.
Stan, you've played three brilliant matches in your three Grand Slam finals so far. Can you give us an idea how you managed to play so well when it really matters? What do you have for breakfast?
Was completely three different final. The first one, I was completely happy, and I was completely relaxed before the final. Even when I entered the court, the only time I got stressed, that's when I saw that I could win the Grand Slam. The two others, I was completely stressed, nervous, breakdown before the final. I was thinking that it might be my last final of Grand Slam to get the title. So I was really tough with my team and with myself before the final. But again, most important is when you enter the court to focus on what you do, what you did in the practice court, what you did during the 2 weeks, and try to just focus on the game, point by point, and that's the only way you can win a Grand Slam final.
We don't know who your opponent will be, but if I could ask you to speak about each of them, maybe first starting with Nadal, and if you did play him on Sunday, what do you think the most important thing for you would be? And also, what, just as a competitor and contemporary of his, what is your thought when you think about somebody trying to win one Grand Slam tournament for the 10th time?
I think to play Rafa on clay in French Open in a final is probably the biggest challenge you can have in tennis. He's the best player ever on clay. As you say, he's going for his 10th Roland Garros, so it's something really impressive, something tough. You know. And it's for sure going to be really difficult, but again, it's... at the end of the day, it's a final. The pressure is on both players. No one go on the court thinking he has no pressure. We both want to win the title, and we both gonna give it all on the court. He's for sure gonna be the favorite with what he's done in the past, but also this season already. He's playing so well, so I will have for sure to play my best tennis. But again, I did in the past, so we'll see what's gonna happen on Sunday.
And if it is Tim, what sort of game is different if you play him? And do you think of him as one of the maybe future stars of the game?
Yeah, for sure. He's already 5 or 6 in the world, so he's already a star of the game. He's making some hits. Finally, he played so well this year again on the clay. He beat Rafa already, so he's playing really well. He beat Novak, and it's going to be a tough match for sure. We play each other 1-7-6 in the third in Indian Wells on art, so will be interesting to play against him.
Again, in the case that you have to play Nadal, with your backhand you play most of the times in the cross court, and you will go on his forehand. And Murray stays a little bit back, Nadal a little less. Does it change a lot in terms of strategy, a match that you have to play versus Nadal, a left-hander, or not so much?
No, for sure it changes a lot when you play Rafa or Nandi. It's two completely different match. You need to adapt your game. You need to find the right way. You need to see the day also. Some days Rafa is feeling his backhand really well, some other a little bit less. So you need to see how you're feeling. If my backhand cross is heavy and fast, I can open there and then finish the point. But again, that's... for me, that's something I will start to think probably tomorrow night or Sunday morning. Right now, I'm really happy to be in the final. I think it was quite a tough match today. A big battle. I want to enjoy a lot because, as I say, it's not all the time you can say you're going to play a final of a Grand Slam, especially in Paris. So I really want to enjoy that. Rest, recovery, get ready for a big final.